Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, man, biggest story today comes from college football in the Big Ten. They did snap the losing streak, Ohio State against Michigan, but a guy that was a big part of it, Sherrone Moore, who took over for Jim Harbaugh, is fired with cause, and more details now coming out on an inappropriate relationship with a Michigan staff member. We'll get more into that coming up, and we'll get more reaction as well. I bet some rumors floating around about the Falcons. A lot of guys tweeting some stuff, and we're trying to make some sense of what it all means, but one guy was dismissed by the team, one guy was benched by the coach, and a lot of guys are popping off right now.
Yeah, there's just there's no way to know about any of it. What's the Tom Hanks movie where he's like, you know, going through the Vatican and things like that, trying to figure out all that?
The Da Vinci Code. By the way, it's a horrible book, horrible movie. If you know history, it's like, don't get me started on that. I mean, I know it's a bestseller, please. I know how Greg Allman feels about that. Sorry to keep you on hold, Greg, from NFL on Fox and the website Fox Sports. He joins us right now on the waitfor.com hotline. Greg, talking NFL. Just real quick, Greg, I mean, this is for here, it's just an Atlanta thing. We're a team that's 4-9. We got eliminated from the playoffs. From the outside looking in, would you imagine Arthur Blank would move on from the head coach or general manager? I mean, what would it look like to you from 30,000 feet?
Yeah, I think so. It's one of those where, you know, they have whatever it is, 7-8 straight losing seasons, and they have the playoff drop they're in. And I think, you know, obviously, I think the franchise had some confidence going into this year. You know, to make the trade for Pierce and give up next year's one, you do that with the idea that you think you have a playoff team. So to be so far out of the mix, even with some of the injuries they've had, I think he's had his chance. And I worry for Fontenot as well, honestly. I think he'd probably make a change on both.
Mm. Yeah. Greg, I want to follow that up and just ask about the quarterback position. One of the things we're going to be kicking around for the next, I don't know, 9 months is Michael Penix coming off the ACL. Kirk Cousins' cap hit probably a little bit too big. We were kicking the idea around earlier. Do you draft a quarterback in the second round because you don't have the first rounder? What names might be available out there, too, on the free agent list in terms of quarterbacks next season?
Yeah, the problem is that there aren't a ton of kind of that Daniel Jones type this past year. I think the Colts and the Falcons are kind of in the same boat, and they both had a high draft pick quarterback and a veteran this year, and now maybe have neither of them. You know, it's one of those where because you don't know when Penix is back, I think you have to address the position. You can't possibly pay Kirk Cousins any close to what he's due to make. So I think you have to find some kind of stopgap. I mean, I think that the best name that's available, you probably have to give up a draft pick, maybe a 3 to get him. But Mac Jones is somebody that, you know, is kind of amazingly inexpensive by NFL quarterback standards. I don't know that the Niners need to keep him. I think they'd be willing to part with him for a pick. So, you know, of the free agent types, I mean, honestly, I can't see them going back to Mariota. He's a guy that will be available, and that ended so poorly. Yeah. Again, I think if it was just a team that needed a stopgap quarterback, right, you'd say, oh, go get Marcus. But again, it didn't end well the last time. I don't think either wants to do that again. So, no. Yeah, it's tough in that there's not a lot of these, you know, you think about some of the reclamation projects and stuff like that. You know, there's a world in which you'll have Penix at some point next season. I just think for any coach that comes in, especially, you can't put any kind of foundation around a guy who's coming off his third ACL. You just don't know what you're going to have. If you get him back, you know, he's 4-12 right now as a starter. So unfortunately, it's just not something you can count on or make plan A. I think you have to have a solid plan B in place with somebody new coming in. It doesn't necessarily have to be a high draft pick because that just compounds the problem. But somebody that'll let you have somebody in place while you figure out what you have left in Penix right now. I don't think you want to write him off because he still has 2 years left on a rookie contract. I just think it's hard to build around something that's coming off such a catastrophic injury like he is.
That's a great way to put it, Greg. And again, we're kind of in that terrible no man's land, and you hope he doesn't become a Justin Fields or a Mitchell Trubisky, but honestly...
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, and by the way, speaking of Garoppolo, Greg just pointed out, that's the kind of ilk of free agent quarterbacks you have.
Yes.
Garoppolo and Russell Wilson, whose brand has taken such a big hit. And then the worst case, my God, we may have like another Desmond Ridder, some take a flyer on some mid-round quarterback. Right. Greg, it's...
Oh, and Ridder is one of those where, I mean, he's now probably tried out for 4 different teams. Yeah. He's not even getting backup looks anywhere. So it's hard to go back to that well, unfortunately.
No, that was wishful thinking on our part. You're right. It all starts because we try to make a play for Deshaun Watson when we couldn't match the money, and you have to move Matt Ryan. That came from Arthur Blank, we believe, because no one ever wants to claim ownership on how we went down that Mariota and then later Ridder Road. Greg Allman's with us, guys. Follow him at Greg Allman. That's AUMAN on Twitter. Pitts has been better, but he still doesn't get in the end zone. He still doesn't fight for contested catches, never uses his athleticism for an advantage, and this is the last year. Somebody else going to try to fix Pitts in the NFL?
Oh, I think he'll definitely have a market. I mean, it's one of those where, to watch him. There were plays this past week. He goes for, 6-90? He's showing some of that old speed again going across downfield. I think if they were to move on from him, I think he'll be one of the more attractive free agent tight ends. I mean, it's one of those where he's still young enough. You know, you don't know if you're going to get him healthy for whatever you have him there, but I think he would still have a market, honestly. And again, has had catches this year. Like you said, touchdown. I was looking, Mooney and Pitts. All right. Mooney and Pitts had 5 touchdowns in the 2 Bucks games last year. And in 22 games since then, they have 4 touchdowns between them. So it's just one of those where, you know, if you can get them to play the Bucks a couple times, it'll help their free agent.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In stock a little bit.
Yeah, you say he's still pretty young. I think he's like the Kyle Pitts same age as Michael Penix. somehow those guys with the way they got drafted. Greg, I was going to ask you too about another former Atlanta Falcon guy and Dan Quinn. I think there's been a lot of conversation. I think they're still in good standing with him up there. But from your vantage point, how much has Jaden Daniels kind of masked some of the inefficiencies possibly within that team over the last couple of years? And now that they don't have him in the lineup, you've seen really a team that looks pretty faulty up there in Washington.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I was going to say. I think people will look at that team and see them with 11 losses and think, oh, well, Jaden Daniels was hurt. That's too bad. But I think that's absolutely masked a colossal drop on defense. I think Dan Quinn has kind of taken over play calling there and tried to right the ship, and even that hasn't worked. So to think about where they were last year as a team that, you know, knocked the Bucks out of the playoffs and won two playoff games and is in the conference championship game, had such an upside. You think about them challenging the Eagles as a defending Super Bowl champ for the division, and now they're giving up, you know, 28 points a game. Again, they've had some injuries there. I don't want to make it seem like it's completely unblemished in terms of why they're struggling. But, yeah, defensively they've struggled. As exciting, as great a hire as that looked, and Dan Quinn, you know, being such a great fit there, and Jaden Daniels being a future star at the position, the bloom has kind of come off both now. And like you said, I don't think there's any worry of moving on from Dan after one bad year. But I think he'd do well to have 26 look a lot more like 24 than 25.
Yeah, I wonder, is Kingsbury going to be around, or is he going to stick or go somewhere else?
Good question.
Hey, Greg Allman's with us, guys. Covers the NFC South and the NFL for Fox Sports on the website. Playing Tampa Bay on Thursday night. Short turnaround. They do get Mike. It's presumed to get Mike Evans back. Getting healthier, but both teams are pretty banged up. Tough loss to the Saints. What do you make of the Bucs? Can the Bucs still pull out the division?
Yeah, this is, I mean, once you've lost to the Saints at home, it's hard to pencil in any victory right now. You know, the first game of Atlanta was, you know, basically they escaped on a missed kick, if you will. So, you know, you think about getting a backup quarterback in Kirk Cousins. That's a backup quarterback that threw for 8 touchdowns and no picks last year and threw for 500 in one game. So I think they're vulnerable. It's one of those where, I mean, this is one of those where, you know, for so long, you could say the Bucs hadn't taken any losses to bad teams, and their losses were to the Lions and the Eagles and really the elite teams in the NFL. But then you lose to the Saints when you really weren't a position where you needed to win. You know, they're still in control. I mean, they're tied with the Panthers, but if they win their next two, I think, you know, almost anything else after that's going to clinch a division for them. But if they lose Thursday, that opens a door. And that, I think every time they stumble, it gives Carolina more hope and more life and more ability to think that they can be a factor here and steal something. So, no, huge game for them. They're in the throwbacks. Like you said, they're kind of getting healthy again, but also missing some key people. They're down both guards still. They'll probably be without their best tight end, probably down a safety. So they're still kind of dinged up. You know, I think to get Atlanta without Drake is a huge plus for them, as much as Mooney and Pitts did last year. I think that takes away a lot of the deep threat and makes it easier to keep him in check. Obviously, anybody playing Atlanta is going to want to try and stop the run first, and that's a priority. You know, the backs catching the ball out of the backfield has been a problem for the Bucs all season long. They'll be missing one of their starting linebackers as well. So there's kind of a middle of the field hole, whether that's Bijan catching about 8 passes for 120 or whether that's Pitts running wild again. There's definitely some things that the Falcons can exploit in the middle of the field.
Well, speaking of that division, Greg, I was going to ask you real quick about Carolina. And, you know, they have an interesting quarterback dilemma of their own coming up this spring. They've got to decide whether or not to pick up Bryce Young's fifth-year option. And, look, I think Carolina is a really good football team, but sometimes it does feel like Bryce Young's kind of holding them back a little bit. What do you think that they'll do over in Carolina at the quarterback spot for the years to come?
Yeah, I think he's definitely helped himself this season. At the end of last year, I would have said that's a real question mark. But for him, you know, had a couple games he's actually gone out and won this year in terms of you think about the Rams game
right. And
outdoing Stafford, throwing for 3 touchdowns, no picks. I think they've gone the longest of any NFL team without a 20-touchdown season, huh. And that's such a low bar to set for quarterback success. But I think Cam had it in like 17, and that's the last time they had a 20-touchdown season. You know, I think a fifth-year option for him would be about $26 million in 2027 right now, and I think he's probably good for that. I think it's one of those where for you to not give him that, they're guaranteed now, so it's a little bit more than it used to be, but I think he's earned that, and I think for you to move on from him would be to kind of derail a lot of the progress they've made under Dave Canales. So I fully expect them to exercise that option and in May and have him back, you know, where he's got 2 more years and a chance to really get some continuity with coach and quarterback on the same page.
Hey, Greg, before we cut you loose, Greg Allman, guys, that's an, I always joke around with Greg, not the Midnight Rider, A-U-M-A-N,
right.
Joins us here talking NFL. What's your take, talking to friends in the media and the NFL about the Eagles? I mean, the OC is getting his house egged. Sirianni's going to, I mean, this is standard practice for the Eagles. But Jalen Hurts just looked god-awful in that loss to the Chargers Monday night. We're already used to A.J. Brown. Can they weather this can get it right, or is you're writing off the Eagles?
No, I mean, I don't want to write them off yet, but they're close, honestly. It's one of those where, I mean, they're going to be, you know, you think about the Bucs, you know, whether it's the Bucs or the Panthers that come out of the NFC South, you know, the Eagles and the NFC South champions, the 3 and 4 seed, are going to be real vulnerable in the first round against, you know, maybe Seahawks or Niners or Bears. You could even see, you know, yeah, both of those could go down in the playoffs if these teams continue as they are. Yeah, Philly, I mean, to see Hurts. The one thing you could say about Hurts up until Monday night was that he'd kept his turnovers in check. And now he's got 2 on one play. He's got 4 picks in one game. You know, I think they've had years where they have this inner turmoil and they kind of work through it. But I don't know right now. To see, you know, so much of their success last year was Barkley being so great on the ground, and he's just been a different back. Their line has had some injuries, and that's part of that. But they're just, I don't think they've been a team to be feared at all. I saw them in Dallas. I'll see them in D.C. against the Commanders a week from Saturday, and that's a game they really should win. But again, if not, they're going to be – I mean, they're up a game and a half on the Cowboys. They should be okay to win the division and have a home playoff game. But if they do that at, you know, 9-8 or 10-7, they won't feel like a defending champ and a team to be feared in the postseason.
Greg, always appreciate catching up with you. We'll talk to you before the playoffs, man. Thanks for coming on.
All right, man. Take care. Enjoy the game tomorrow.
You got it, man. That's Greg Allman from Fox Sports. This hour of the show, guys, brought to you by Jim Ellis Kia at Town Center Kennesaw. Mike Johnson's in for Carl today. Appreciate you hanging out. Hope you had fun. Man, today was an easy
one.
Hey,
man.
It's a quickie. What's that line from Rounders? Just like a young man coming in for a quickie. I feel so unsatisfied.
Gonna miss you.
Yeah,
guys.
We're talking about poker. He came in, won some money, or he went out. You got to see Rounders, by the way. You know, I actually sent an email. Talk about, like, maybe I'm getting too close to it. I sent an email to TV Guide once saying, how are you only giving that 2 stars? Rounders is a 4-star movie.
Strongly worded email.
I enjoy that. Boom. Fill every time it's up.
Mike, when we come back, can we talk about how sore Philip Rivers is going to be tomorrow?
Dude,
your ice bath is not enough.
You're going to get a contact high from the Ben Gay to Philip Rivers. We'll get a final look at the NFL. I'll also get Mike's take on what's going to happen tomorrow with the Bucs and the Falcons. And a reminder, guys, 99 the game. It's the flyover. After each Falcons game, post-game, you'll hear Mike and you hear Grant. And I believe it's Chris will be on the job. And again, guys, brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Falcons. That comes on immediately following Thursday night. If you're really angry Thursday night, or maybe happy, you could talk about the Falcons on the flyover right here on 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.